One quarter of people in Australia believe someone they know has been a victim of child abuse or neglect. New research from Australian charity Act for Kids can reveal. Sadly, while almost half, or 42%, believe that everyone is accountable to protect our children, one in 10 confess to ignoring a potential abuse situation, and 41% admitted they would need to Google to learn how to report suspected abuse. We have been privileged to have Mr. Thomas McIntyre for Act for Kids on the line, who will give us more information about this. Good morning, Mr. McIntyre.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
On September 3rd, Sunday, is the beginning of the Child Protection Week. What have you found in your job as director?
Look, as you've indicated, the research we currently undertook has really highlighted the lack of knowledge that some Australians have around the topic of child abuse and neglect. The fact that one in four Australians aren't confident that they could identify a child who's at risk of harm or has experienced harm is quite concerning, and we're seeking during Child Protection Week to advocate for more education and awareness around this matter.
How wide is your operation? What areas do you cover?
Act for Kids operates nationally. We are based in Queensland, but we run therapy programs in Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane, and throughout regional Queensland as well as intensive family support programs.
So you are involved in supporting victims, in effect?
We provide therapy for children who have experienced trauma and harm. We also provide protective behaviours training nationally through a program called Learn to Be Safe with Emmy, which is delivered to Grade 1 students. And we provide intensive family support for families that are suffering from crisis or some form of vulnerability. Mm. We also have safe houses in Indigenous communities in the Cape, which provide an option for children at risk of harm to stay in their own community.
Yeah, obviously this problem is more of a hidden thing rather than an exposed thing like common crimes. How far can you really penetrate into getting these people to speak up?
I think we need to shift our thinking in terms of who is responsible for our children. Our research showed that 46% of people in Australia believe that the government and law enforcement should be accountable for intervention and prevention of child abuse. But we certainly think there's a community role as well. Mm. Given people in the community or family members of the children are more likely to have day-to-day contact with the children. So essentially, we believe every single person in a child's life is responsible for their well-being.
You are giving out some media packs to educate the public?
Absolutely. Yes, we believe it's time to stop tiptoeing around the subject and really making sure people have enough information and understanding to protect children and make it everyone's business to ensure they have a happy and successful childhood.
How exposed is your organization to the general public? Can they have access to you when they find someone a victim of this?
Look, they can. It's probably more prevalent to be aware of the reporting or the agencies in their own community, which could be government or community-based. Whilst Act for Kids is well-placed across Queensland and other states, it's important to know who the programs are in your community, and if not aware of those programs, at least reporting to police or the child safety services in that state.
So you are closely linked with the police organisation on this?
Act for Kids isn't directly linked with police because we do the early intervention and work with children therapeutically. Police would be investigating children who've suffered harm, such as sexual harm or physical harm. We don't investigate harm. We provide support after.
I see. So you're a post-crime, so to speak, organization.
Yeah. We certainly help children recover from child abuse and neglect, and we help families in crisis resolve the situation before children are affected.
Right. Seeing that we're observing the week for
Child Protection Week,
what is the activity involved in this week of celebration?
Locally, in each community, there'll be different events from Child Protection Week dinners to community family fun days. It's probably a matter of looking online and seeing what's happening in your local community to around awareness and events to support families and children.
You have a laudable program in your sleeves, and we congratulate you for that. We've been speaking with Mr. Thomas McIntyre, Regional Director for Act for Kids, which are an important arm in preventing, if not supporting, victims of child abuse. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. McIntyre.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you. In your community,
inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.